Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Moments of Conversation. Of course, I am Marian Afua. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me here. As I said before, we're going to be focusing on the things that help us remember that things are not our reality, that are not beneficial and enhance our lives. We are going to begin to develop a relationship with ourselves that allows us to make an investment in ourselves that provides dividends for a lifetime. If you can invest in other people, if you can invest in other products, you definitely can invest in yourself. Here with all today on the program, as well as other options with Brother Guru today on the program. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back after this.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation.
Good morning, Brother Guru. How are you? And welcome. And as I said this morning, we're going to be talking a little bit about some things. Maybe we'll have a kind of a potluck of topics on this morning. Of course, Brother Guru is going to share with us, I'm sure, today. Am I right, Brother Guru?
Yes, indeed. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. I hear you, brother.
Okay. Yes, I am here and I'm present. I'll see how what I feel about in reference to what we are talking about today.
Okay. You know, I was just not you. Can you hear, Brother Guru?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, you were kind of fading out a little bit at the end, but I was just thinking about, and I talked about before the break, I talked about the power of self-investment. And I think that a lot of people, if you ask them, they'll say, well, I do love myself, and I do take care of myself, and I do, you know, I'm number one. But do we really treat ourselves that way? I don't think we do. But it's getting to a place where it's going to grow, and we can begin to exchange a little more intensely with ourselves. So hopefully as we go on with the conversation today, I may share a little bit more than other than that. But I want to encourage everyone that, when you invest in yourself, it is you that reaps the benefits and has the dividends that return. Just like when you invest into a vehicle, you usually choose a vehicle that you know is going to bring about your best return of your investment. You want one that has the least amount of problems and difficulties, and the one that has, the maintenance doesn't cost as much as a car note or exceeds the car note. So it's the same thing we're doing with you. You want to take the highest quality of things in place and invest them into your life, whether it's education, love, friendship, etc. So we may talk about that a little bit later, Guru.
I say indeed, indeed.
Hey, you laughing. What's so funny about that, Guru?
No, because you're right. Sometimes we do tend to try to get the easy way out of situations. It's not the easiest way. It's not the easiest way. Did you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you know. And easy isn't always best. You know, if you don't really stress or put extra pressure on your muscles, you know, you don't really get stronger.
Absolutely. And so that's why I said, you know, for me, I always looked at the opportunity. And recently, you've heard this already, Guru, but, you know, this last weekend, I went down to a Professional Women's Network conference. And prior to that, I didn't want to go. I knew I had committed, but I didn't want to go. But once I got there, there was, and, you know, or that morning of, I just started, you know, meditating and sharing with myself the importance of me, and I had set a goal, and the goal was that I would receive. The goal was that I would, you know, affirm that which I said I wanted to do, which is just, I just want to receive and I just want to be. And when I went there, of course, I had to be who I was innately, but it benefited me in a multiplicity of ways. but it was an investment. And now I'm getting the returns because I've gotten several opportunities out of it, and I wasn't even on the agenda.
Yeah, it is definitely beneficial to show up to things, you know.
Mm-hmm. And show up
I'm
for yourself as well.
Yeah, I'm working on getting my mind right as far as that's concerned, because every situation can be or is basically the main event, you know, as long as we choose our battles, you know, or our challenges, should I say. But every situation is the main event. We should always try to strive to be the best that we can, the best representation of our authentic self at all times, if I said that right.
You know, that's a journey within itself. When you say our authentic self, you know, I've really been working with that, because the authentic self is something you have to discover, right? After you go through all these stages of identifying, first of all, you got to know that there's something that needs to change. And once you do that, you begin to take off all the layers of what everybody else is telling you, what everyone else is saying to you, what they're trying to convince you of. You find out that it really doesn't matter anymore. And you get to that core, then you become like Donald Neil Walsh. What really matters, you know? What am I really supposed to be doing here? You know, do I really need to have false eyelashes and fingernails? And do I need to always make sure I have a name brand on my clothing? Or I really don't. You know, and I tried it out, because one time I decided I would buy my whole outfit from Walmart for a speaking engagement. I went and I found a dress and a blazer at Walmart and some shoes at Walmart. Do you know not one person noticed that I did not have on a name brand, nothing? Because it wasn't about that. I still look nice. I still look professional. And they accepted it. You know, that's getting to the authentic self, knowing that your growth, your greatest power, your greatest return of investment is not what you put externally as much as it is what you deposit internally. That's the key, for me at least, I found. So you pondering,
no, you're right,
now, aren't you, Guru? You're pondering
now,
right?
No, you're absolutely right, because the clothes don't wear you. You wear the clothes, you know. It's like,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, because what happened, my luggage got lost. So I was forced to go to the closest thing that was next to the hotel, and it happened to be a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea Walmart had any of that. Not had it been Target, you know, something like that. I was aware of Target. But they had a Walmart, so I was forced to get an outfit to do my conference from Walmart.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's
no
awesome.
One even noticed.
That's awesome.
You know, so. And then that's when I really started thinking about, what am I investing in? And then, you know, I like nice things. Everyone knows, that knows me, knows I believe in quality, not quantity necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I do. I'm finding that more and more of us need to invest in ourselves and find that opportunity and understand the value, like you said, of that authentic self. For sure.
Yeah. It's definitely very important today because, you know, I mean, business relationships, loving relationships, all of these things, you know, sooner or later,
mm-hmm,
for you, it's
mm-hmm.
going to shine through. And if that person just accepts you for who you introduced yourself to be, and then this other person is
mm-hmm.
here, that they love, you know,
mm-hmm.
they might not want to
mm-hmm.
accept that person because, you know, they are too different to them, you know.
Absolutely.
And that could symbolize untrustworthiness. You know, that's the real you now, you know, but you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You on a roll, keep talking, Guru. I'm listening.
So that's why I really feel that, you know, when you qualify yourself first, basically. I guess that's what I'm feeling to say. You qualify yourself, and people will truly accept that, the genuineness of you, and if they don't, then maybe they aren't meant to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simply, you know, because this journey of life is for you to learn. And yeah, we assist each other when we love each other, but overall, we ought to be who we are, you know. Just like you said, once we know who we are. That brings about a question.
When I first started doing this program, now thinking back 4 years ago, I used to say a conversation for those who know there's more.
Mm.
Right? And that's what you're saying. That's what I heard when you were talking. You're telling us to know there's more, to trust that there's more than what we're just being presented with and what we're being shown and how we're being displayed, but know that what we are presenting is actually that there's something more than what we see, you know?
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
How does that saying go? We are incredible beyond measure or something like that. How does that go?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know how to put it into words what I'm trying to express. That is an interesting journey to realize and acknowledge yourself, how much time you spend with yourself. Do you really speak to yourself as you speak to others? It's like prayer. Society teaches us to pray for things we want instead of praying for things to allow us to be who we really are, you know, to really meet that person that, you know, is that little voice that speaks to us from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Say that line one more time. We pray for things we want. Can you repeat that for me?
Yes, we pray for things we want instead of, how did I say that? Instead of praying.
I said it to you.
You caught me off guard, you know, because that, I guess that was that little voice inside me. We pray for things we want instead of praying to be allowed to be who we are. Is that how I said it?
That's a good way to put that. Because I was, I think that's something that definitely came from the inside versus outside, because you're right. We do. We focus on, you know, I need this or I want this. I mean, part of that prayer is that you're saying, I'm recognizing this circumstance and I'm going inward to find a solution to that problem, or what we call a problem, I should say. It's not really a problem. It's really us being challenged.
Yes.
To be exactly as you said, to be who we are, which is a reflection of all that the divine creator is, you know? So when we're challenged, we find ourselves feeling uncomfortable with the reality that we are a reflection of the divine creator and we have access to change this situation. It's inside out versus outside in.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you're saying, when you're going through specific challenges, to ask yourself why or what am I to learn from this more so than why, because that is the why you're going through, what you're going through. I mean, sometimes because of our decisions or actions, instead of just walking into or being introduced to a situation by the flow of life, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's something that we are there to learn and grow from. Just like when you meet a person, I don't care how you're on a line in a supermarket,
right.
You know, you're jogging in a park, you're just sitting somewhere, you know, meditating or looking at the beauty of nature, and somebody just appears You know, regardless of the conversation, you should always reflect on that later on, you know, and during maybe to say, you know, like, what message does this person bring? You know, what am I to learn from this situation? You know, it's so easy, you know, for us to communicate and converse with people. And just like you said, you go in a department store and you look at something, you know, sometimes the first thing comes to our mind is, you know, yeah, when I put this on, they're really going to hate me then. You know, they're really going to be just, is that really you? Is those clothing that you are designing to wear, is it for your highest good? You know, we really should start to ponder those things, you know, because right now, 2013, I think it's more of a time to be that person that we came here to be, more so than what the norm or society expects us to be. But overall, just like you said, we need to know who we are, you know, and what is our journey all about, you know. What contributions are we supposed to be giving to life? You know, it's interesting how people go to church in those religious environments and somebody stands in front of them and basically implements a program or gives them a program on how they feel about that book or what message they feel to deliver. But that message could be something that that individual is going through more so than giving you a word or whatever of what you need to hear. So that's why, you know, we should search our own souls because our book is within us. Those are the pages that's most important for us to read and understand.
Absolutely. You know, you were talking, as you were talking, and I was, you were all up in my video. You know, yesterday evening, I was talking to someone, and I was kind of on the peripheral part of the conversation, kind of listening but and participating at random. And one of the things the person said was something, just what you said, and it was, you know, I do everything right except for read the book every day. And I said, the words are innately within you. They're just a reminder. You know, it's kind of like a when you read any spiritual or religious book, it's not that it's new. It's just that it's just going to remind you what's innately encoded within you, right? So I say, you know, you're right. If you don't believe, if you don't understand and trust that that is inside of you, you can read it all day long. It won't benefit you.
Exactly.
It won't benefit you. Like, you can read every self-help book, every metaphysical, spiritualist book. You could read religious books all day long. You could have on religious programs, spiritual program all day long. But until you believe and make it a part and recognize and accept that it is truly a part of who you are, and you are expecting it to begin to change and alter some things about you and within you, it won't help. Oh, that was good, girl. That felt good. I felt that in the center of my chest. You know, I really did. I felt that in this, when I said that. We have to believe it. And I just saw that there was some restructuring being done on a cellular level, you know, cleaning out that those things that are inside of us that are not beneficial to us. What do you believe in all this stuff for? And I may have shared with you, you may have heard this before, because I spoke to you last evening, but it came to me, do you want to live the life you love or the life others said you should love?
That's
what I wrote down for myself. I think it was Saturday night or Sunday maybe. I wrote that down for myself. Do you want to live the life that you love or the one that everyone says you should love? That's you know, that's a ponder right there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Because we all say, you love life? Oh, I love life, you know. But is it the life that is yours that you should be loving?
That's right. That's what it's all about, being that real you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being who people say you are, because it's not people's responsibility. It's your responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know. I got to go back to that song again. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that was that was one of my statuses that I chose to put out over the weekend, too, was that just because let your light shine. Don't dim your light because other people have to squint when they see it on. That's not your issue. I think I love the way Reverend Craig talks about it. When Reverend Craig says, your light is shining, tell them to put on some sunglasses or get out the way. One or the other. Right? But it's not my job to turn my light down because that's not why I've been given a light. It's not why we've all been given a light, because it's supposed to shine. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. How can those that are seeking for us, how can those that we are here to assist, how can they see or find us if we're not letting our light shine? You know, this individual can walk past you. They can live right next door to you. But if you're the individual that society wants you to be more than your authentic self, then how are you assisting life? How are you assisting yourself? You know, a lot of people don't want to believe in karma, dharma, reincarnation, and all of those things. But we're here to grow, learn, and enjoy ourselves. So just think about if we're here to be a carpenter and we're a computer analyst or a clerk in a warehouse or something. And then we have those subtle quiet moments, even if it's the 30 seconds, and that little flash comes to us of an individual working with wood, you know, putting love in making chairs and tables or dressers, and the people who come and purchase these goods, you know, how it really changes their life, you know. Just to touch something that is really created and made with love really makes a difference versus, you know, it's, you know, I mean, everything has energy, you know. So that's another thing I wanted to ask about. How do we feel and understand other people's energy?
How do we feel
and understand other people's energy? Right. That goes like just like what I was saying. You're sitting by a lake in a park, and you're relaxed, you're content, you're really at peace, regardless of what kind of stresses you had on your job or whatever before you took that lunch break. And you understand what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, you know, you're just looking at the water, you're relaxed, you know, that peace and tranquility and love comes up in you. And then all of a sudden, you know, this person appears. I don't care if it's a child, I don't care if it's a man and you're a woman or vice versa. And, you know, some dialogue just starts, you know. Now, this person appeared out of nowhere. And what energy comes to you that you feel in, you know, in a situation like that? You know, do you go back into the energy of
fear, anger, frustration? Or do you look, or do you allow the love and the balance to let you recognize that similar things in that person?
Exactly. I tell you. Yes, indeed. Exactly. Because that really, you know, that's what I'm saying. That really makes the difference because, you know, this person could be a mailman delivering a letter, you know, delivering a message to you. But if you go back into that old energy, you know, you miss the message. You know what I'm saying? And that could be that awesome turn point, you know. So I really wanted to
You know,
energy.
Yeah, I mean, but to recognize energy means, like you said, you have to be in a place. It's kind of like when I say that I'm not going to do, people say to me, how do you prepare to do readings? I don't prepare to do readings. Readings are just something that I'm allowed to do. You know what I mean? It's not like I can say, I'm going to read right now. It's what, I'm not going to tell you that information. I'm only allowed to see what I'm allowed to see and know. And it's what you allow me to have access to. It's an agreement. It's an agreement. So when I see this, when you get back to your analogy, if we're sitting by the water and we release ourselves and found ourselves within a place where we are quiet and at peace and in alignment and returning back to that space of creator versus reactor, right? Because most times we're upset because we're reacting, not responding from a place of a creator. Because the creator sees things and doesn't react. The creator responds exactly what needs to be done.
Yes.
So when I'm sitting in this relaxed state and I see a new individual, then I need to be saying, what am I going to manifest or create that allow this exchange to maintain that which I've created? Or create a whole new thing.
Exactly.
That's a breathe point right there, even for me. Right?
Yeah.
Because we have to get to that state. Yeah, we got to get to that state when we understand that you can't, once you accept to be a creator, there's a responsibility. I think I said this last week, maybe I said it when I was speaking this weekend, but for every choice, there is a consequence and a responsibility.
Exactly.
That you have. So if you choose, if you say, I choose to be a victim, meaning that someone took advantage of you in some way, but you keep saying, I'm a victim of. No, you were victimized based upon your choice to, you know, be in this family or to be in this business or to be in this environment. You chose that. We have a responsibility. Now, what you didn't control or don't have a choice over is how this person or how much this person puts a stimuli in front of you. I'm just saying. But we have a responsibility of that choice. That's why I say, don't say, you know, that's why I always say, I'm not going to be bitter. I refuse to be bitter and I refuse to settle.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, we're all responsible. You know, we're all responsible for our relationships. You know, regardless how aggressive or passive an individual is in our environment, you know, there is a significant part that we play in the relationship, in the interaction of between you and an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So we are responsible to set up, just like I said, the guidelines and perimeters, you know, parameters of that interaction, you know. You shouldn't allow somebody to go too far if it makes you uncomfortable, even in words. You know, well, I'm going to see exactly how far this person is going to go. No, because they think it's all
mm-hmm.
right. So later on, you go into that same energy, thinking that it's all right, and then, you know, it's more of a struggle of yours to let this person know that this is unacceptable, you know. This is unacceptable. If they're there to respect you, then, you know, you have to let them know.
Temporary time for a permanent purpose, what we talked about before. I'm telling you, I'm doing some major reflecting now, and I'm only being open and transparent because sometimes I think people confuse the fact that you're able to have insight with that you don't experience anything, when actually we experience the same things, and sometimes they're more intense.
That's right.
Look, I have to laugh at that one. But but absolutely, you know, so absolutely positively. Well, Guru, we have reached our time for today. Any final thoughts you want to share with the people on today regarding our topic on today? I like the last part. We may have to continue that on Thursday. The whole thing about understanding when our energies collide with other people's energy. And I'm saying it just like that, collide. Because usually that's what they do, they collide.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. A verse from a song from that group, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
I think the name of the song is In the Stone. And it goes, deep inside your heart for you to keep lies a spark of light that never sleeps, the greatest love you'll ever know. Love is written in the stone of your heart. You know, people should just sometimes I go too far into things, but to keep it shallow and simple, when we get a break, just put your focus and attention on your heart and just say, I love you, silently, and just see how it feels. So during the course of your days when you have these stresses and challenges that are either forced on you or you are given, you know, just remember that that's the one place that you can go where all understanding, love, and truth reside. Have a blessed day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. And that's a good way to end the show. So, that is awesome. You said, say I love you. Yes. And we do need to say that on a regular basis to ourselves and really mean it. And any love, anything, there's love and then there's fear. And if you're functioning out of love, chances are you will be able to reveal the peace, the joy, the happiness, and everything else that comes along with love. And be able to have a new mind state of activation. And that's an investment in yourself. When you love yourself, you're going to invest some things into yourself regardless of what it costs or where it's at or how far you have to go or how long it takes. So with that, I will end the program today. Thank you, Brother Guru, as always. I knew you was going to start letting them have it. Thank you to all of you who stayed on the phone lines all the way through the end of the show. Yes, we are in the archives officially. Thank you all for joining us here today, and we'll be back here on Thursday, same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio for Moments of Conversation with myself, Mary Nafua, and my co-host, Brother Guru. And remember that when things begin to cloud your way, overwhelm you, make you feel like you just can't go on, stop, take in a deep breath, scream out nice and loud, that's not my reality. No, it's not the end of the road. There's so much more that is awaiting you. And that is only a bad dream until you believe. So until next time, continue peace and blessings. And remember to breathe.